It's time.
What time is it?
Time for the show about people.
No, it's not a witch hunt, Bill. This is a serious problem in our culture.
Politics.
We will disagree, we will argue, and we will come to some sort of a conclusion.
And just plain fun.
I'm a first-time caller. I'm just cracking up because this is hilarious.
Fox News analyst.
She's the vice president of Family Pack Federal.
Sandy Rios in the morning on AMR Talk.
Boys, as you all know, we're here because of a mass shooting that we had at the Inland Regional Center. Just up the street here. Latest count is we have 14 people that are confirmed dead. We have 17 people that are wounded. Initial information was 14. That number is now 17 that is wounded. I don't know the status of the wounded in terms of numbers that are serious or critical or what that is at this point. And then afterwards, we had an investigation. One of the tips that we were following up on took us to a house in Redlands where we made contact with a suspect vehicle that we were looking for. That resulted in a pursuit, which ultimately came back into the city of San Bernardino. And on San Bernardino Avenue between Richardson and Mountain View Avenue, that pursuit terminated. There was an officer-involved shooting. Last count, I've been told that we had 20 or 21 officers that were involved in that gun battle with the suspects. The two suspects that were in that car are both deceased, and I have their names. First one has been identified as Syed, S-Y-E-D, Rizwan, R-I-Z-W-A-N, Lasta Farouk, F-A-R-O-O-K. He is 28 years old. I am told that he is U.S. born. The person that was with him is a female. She is deceased as well. Her name is Tashfeen, T-A-S-H-F-E-E-N, Lasta Malik, M-A-L-I-K. She is 27 years old. I do not have any additional information on where she is from at this point. The reason and how we came across that, and I'll just kind of talk about the investigation a little bit. There was some questions you guys asked in an earlier press conference about a person that had left the meeting angry. This was a meeting, Christmas party type event that was taking place with Samuel County employees at the Inland Regional Center. Mr. Farouk is a county employee. He works with his title as an environmental specialist in the public health department, has been employed there for 5 years. He was at the party. He did leave the party early under some circumstances that were described as angry or something of that nature. That is the information that we were following up on when we encountered him back near this residence in Redlands, which led to the pursuit and the officer-involved shooting. And as we've now confirmed, he is one of the deceased.
All right, that's just a little bit of the report last night from San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan, who did a great job of actually running that down. But if you have been sleeping or you didn't by any chance pay attention to the news last night, two people have been killed. And my understanding, there's one still living. And they, of course, are Syed Rizwal Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. Allegedly, they were married, had a six-month-old child. Syed was as his father termed him, a religious man. He was very strongly Muslim. He had just come back from Saudi Arabia. His co-worker said he was such a nice guy. And the only thing, the difference with him when he came back from Saudi Arabia was that he had a beard. And he and his wife, Tashfeen, were killed in that car just about a mile from the facility. It was a facility that took care of disabled people. I mean, what an interesting mark. What a tragic mark. We don't know anything about, really at this point, about the 14 who have been killed. Unless something's come out in the last 2 hours that I haven't seen, we don't know exactly who they targeted and who they killed. We believe that there was another man involved in this. His name has not been given, that as far as I know. He was alleged to have been from Qatar. That's what the description was earlier. Now I understand that's a dispute, so I don't know where he's from, and I don't know where he is. I don't know. I guess they're questioning him. But Tashfeen, the wife, was also dressed in military gear. And she was killed along with her husband in the car a mile from the facility several hours after the initial shootings. So there's a lot, needless to say, the president and others are immediately Hillary Clinton, Democratic presidential candidates. The Daily News has a big headline, and it says, God isn't fixing this. As the latest batch of innocent Americans are left lying in pools of blood, cowards who could truly end gun scourge continue to hide behind meaningless platitudes. So it's all about guns, you see. And we're going to talk in a few minutes to Frank Gaffney about the serious omission of any mention of terrorism, of the hesitancy almost to the point of putting us in great danger of talking about what radical Islam has in mind for us. But first, I want us to talk to John Lott, because John, of course, is the author of so many fine books about this. He is an academic. He's founded the Crime Prevention Network, and he joins us this morning. John, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
This is like, what, the 355th shooting or mass shooting in America this year?
No. Well, I mean, it depends how, I suppose, one wants to define these types of things.
But well, that's what's being reported.
The way it's normally been defined in the past has been you've had four more people killed in a public place, not involving gangs fighting against each other over drug turf. I mean, the vast majority of the number that you would be saying would be gang fights over drug turf. And I'm not going to say that gangs fighting against each other in order to determine who's going to be able to go and sell drugs in a particular area isn't an important problem. I just would say that it's dramatically different in terms of how you want to go and deal with it than these types of mass public shootings where the point of the attack is to try to kill as many people as possible to try to get media attention, whether it's a type of what appears to be a terrorist type of attack in this case, or, you know, where you have somebody who simply wants to commit suicide and wants to get media attention for the fact that they were here. So I think it's really a disservice to try to lump gang shootings in with what we're talking about here.
Well, plus, John, we have this whole, you know, this whole series of mentally ill people. It certainly seems, you know, whether it's the Colorado theater shooter, to the Planned Parenthood shooter, to the Sandy Hook shooter, you know, people who I'm alleging are, you know, really out of their minds. And so to loop a terrorist attack, you know, I'm thinking about the Paris attack that was, three weeks ago, just happened. I don't remember them, of course, I don't live in Paris, but I don't remember them hesitating at all to call this what it was and not decry the fact that somehow the terrorists had gotten guns and that's the problem.
Right. Well, I mean, the first Fort Hood attack here by the major in the Army, where he was yelling Allah Akbar, is still being insisted by the Obama administration as being classified as a workplace shooting. So, look, I mean, you have a number of these types of attacks here. I'll give you one interesting fact, at least to me. If you look in 2015, Paris has had about 508 casualties, you know, murders as well as injuries from these mass public shootings. The United States, through yesterday, during Obama's entire presidency, has had 424. So, you know, just to give you an idea, and of course, the United States has a population that's about five times larger than France. So France, in just 1 year, has had more casualties from mass public shootings than we've had over Obama's entire presidency.
Well, you know, that's not what we're going to hear. And I, you know, and so that's one of the reasons that I have you on with me this morning, John, to set the record straight, because they're reporting, the Daily News is, and I've read this in other places this morning, this is at least the 355th mass shooting in the United States this year. So the
I guess I don't know what else to tell you. I mean,
no, I think you've made it clear.
You've
made it clear, John. My point is that people, I'm trying to put people on notice that this is what they're going to be hearing today. And it's going to be a distortion of what's happening here. And one other thing that you might, I don't know if you've heard this, John, but it's my inbox is abuzz with this discussion this morning from people inside the Beltway who are actually very knowledgeable. And, you know, there was an early report that this Saeed Farouk left this holiday party. By the way, he was an environmentalist, which is ironic. It said this may be, you know, climate change really does cause terrorism. But anyway, he allegedly left this holiday party because he was angry or there was some sort of an argument. And people are now disputing that. And some people here, now this is just speculation. Some people are speculating that that seed was planted in order to plant the notion that this could be called workplace violence. I just find that interesting.
Who knows? But look, all I can say is, if the guy is in a party, leaves to go outside, and already has weapons outside there, as well as his wife, it seems like there was a fair amount of planning that went into this. This wasn't just something that was spur of the moment just because he got into an argument there with somebody. So, there's more to it than simply saying that he got angry at a party.
Yeah, obviously. John, I want to play something for you just to get your response. I just noticed something as I was listening. After the Colorado shooting last Friday night, this was the president's reaction. Let's listen at least to a part of it.
A little bit about the response that we had, some questions that were asked earlier. From the time that we received our first 911 call...
This is cut six. Cut five, Jeff.
With respect to Planned Parenthood, obviously... my heart goes out to the families of those impacted. I mean, I say this every time we've got one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries. You know, we are rightly determined to prevent terrorist attacks wherever they occur, whether in the United States or with friends and allies like France. And yet, in the United States, we have the power to do more to prevent what is just a regular process of gun homicides that is unequaled by multiples of 5, 6, 10. And I think the American people understand that.
All right, I'm going to interrupt him. And this is his response yesterday. While the shooting, they were still in pursuit. Let's listen to his response. Just a sec, John. Let's listen to Obama's response after yesterday very quickly.
Well, we don't know that much yet. It's still an active situation. FBI is on the ground offering assistance to local officials as they need it. It does appear that there are going to be some casualties. And, obviously our hearts go out to the victims and the families. The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world.
All right, I'll interrupt because he made the point twice, and I'll let you respond, John.
Well, he makes this point time after time. You look at Europe has three larger mass public shootings than we've had here in the United States. They regularly have them. It's not just the one that you had in Paris, in which 129 people were killed just in November, or the Norway killer who killed 67 people, wounded 110 others just with the guns. The thing is, the United States, we have 320 million people. The largest country in Europe is Germany, which has 80 million. But a lot of these countries in Europe have 4 million, 6 million, 8 million people in them. And you have to somehow compare apples to apples. You have to adjust for population size. And the problem is that once you do that, you find that, in fact, a lot of these countries have mass public shooting rates, either in terms of the frequency or in terms of the fatalities, that are greater than what we have here in the United States.
Hey, John, we're going to run out of...
Go to our website at crimeresearch.org, and you'll see we go through the numbers from 2009 up through the middle of this year for people, and you can see how other countries rank relative to the United States.
Okay, crimeresearch.org. I'm so glad you provided that, crimeresearch.org. We only have 30 seconds, so this is a quick question. Have you guys done a study on how Americans actually feel about these gun control laws when it relates to terrorism? Doesn't it make them want to get a gun as opposed to having more restrictions on guns?
Well, I mean, to me, it seems like an obvious point. Look, after the Paris attack, the French president put 1,500 troops on the street. That's a meaningless gesture. I mean, even if he put 50,000, does terrorists have huge strategic advantages? If you have an officer in uniform, terrorists will either kill them first, wait till they leave the scene, or pick another target.
Yeah.
And learned is that no matter how much money you spend.
John, we have to go. Sorry.